podcast, 7 AI thumbnail, generator, mistakes, killing your CTR. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we're diving into something super important that can either make or break your video engagement. Absolutely. We're talking about the 7 mistakes people make when using AI thumbnail generators that can seriously tank your click-through rates, or CR for short. Right, it's a huge myth out there that you just need to type a prompt into one of these tools and boom, you're getting a million views. But that's far from the truth. Yeah, I mean, it sounds tempting, but it's definitely more complex than that. What are some of the common pitfalls, Alex? Well, first off, many creators get a bit lazy. They think the AI knows best and just let it handle everything. But that can lead to some pretty generic results. Think of it like a socket wrench. You still need to know which bolt to turn. That's a great analogy. So what's the first mistake you see a lot of beginners making? Alex, the 50-word text trap. Many beginners cram their entire video title into the thumbnail, and guess what? That can lead to a 22% lower. CTR, people are scrolling on their phones. They can't read a paragraph on a tiny screen. You really only want 3 to 5 words. Wow, that's surprising. I definitely get distracted by all that text when scrolling. It's almost like visual clutter, right? Exactly. And speaking of clutter, the next big mistake is ignoring platform specifications. A lot of folks generate a square image and then stretch it to fit YouTube's requirements. That can lead to a 15-20% drop in engagement. Oof, I can imagine that looks pretty bad. Who wants to see a distorted face, right? Right, it makes it look fake. Always remember to set your aspect ratio to 16:9 before generating anything. Got it. What about creators who are a little more experienced? Do they make different mistakes? Alex, yes, they often run into issues with brand consistency. One common mistake is skipping, A/B testing. I mean, if you finally get a decent image, it's tempting just to upload it and be done. But failing to A/B test can mean missing out on a 37% potential uplift in. Seriously? That's a huge difference. So how do you recommend doing A/B testing with thumbnails? I always generate at least 4 different options, different expressions, colors, you name it. Then I run them against each other. It takes just a few extra minutes, but it can make a massive difference in views. That makes a lot of sense. And I bet it keeps things fresh too. What's another mistake you see intermediate creators making? Letting the AI pick your style. The tools often default to whatever's trending, which can lead to inconsistent branding. If every thumbnail looks like it belongs to a different channel, subscribers might scroll right past you. That's such a valid point. I've seen channels where the thumbnails just don't match the vibe of the content at all. It's like a mixed message. Exactly. You need to train the AI on your specific style, your logos, your color schemes. It's essential for maintaining brand consistency. Now let's switch gears a bit. What about creators running larger channels or agencies? What mistakes do they face? Alex, they encounter more expensive problems. One big issue is hitting what? I call the API wall. When you try to scale up and generate too many variations, sometimes the system locks you out due to rate limits. Yikes, that sounds frustrating. And I imagine there's also a risk of visual saturation, right? Absolutely. If the AI keeps reusing the same shocked face template, viewers start tuning it out. You have to keep feeding the system fresh reference photos to keep things interesting. Interesting. So what about relying too much on predictive? I've heard mixed opinions on that. That's another common mistake. Many professionals trust those scores too much. For example, one of my colleagues, Riley, saw an 18% CTR drop because her team relied on an unrefined AI pick. Human psychology is complex. The AI doesn't always understand context or humor. So it's really about finding a balance between AI insights and human intuition. Huh? Exactly. And just a quick note on cost. Paying a designer for custom graphics can be pricey. AI thumbnails, on the other hand, can cost as little as 10 cents each, but only if used correctly. So the key is to save time and money while still producing quality thumbnails. What's your step-by-step process for a better workflow? First, pick the right tools. Different. AI programs excel at different things. For example, CapCut is great for high contrast optimization, while Ideogram is best for typography. Gotcha. So what's the testing process you recommend? I use tools like Thumio for predictive scoring. I generate my base image, swap out the backgrounds, and test those variations. Then, I run the top two in a real A-B test on YouTube. Wow, that sounds effective. It really seems to take the guesswork out of it. Exactly. A-B testing with predictive scoring can increase CTR by over 37%. It's like free money. So to sum up, avoid clutter, check your specs, and always test those variations. These tips can really improve your... Absolutely. And remember, while AI is a powerful tool, you need to steer the ship. Great takeaways, Alex. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.